We're talking with Rick Hokenauer from Oklahoma Panhandle. A couple things, Rick. Let's first of all put your area agronomist hat on. Give me a little bit of a feel of what's going on right now in the counties that you're serving.
Actually, the wheat looks good, surprisingly. Like the rest of the state, we could use a rain. But, you know, most of our wheat was planted in the first 3 weeks of October, when it should be for optimum grain production. And we had a little bit of profile underneath of it. So it actually looks really good for, you know, it probably looks as good as it has in 4 or 5 years, to be quite honest.
When we think about how things came out for your 2012 crops, give me an overview of how things turned out at harvest time for those spring planted crops.
Dry land crops were below average, probably. Actually, we did cut some sorghum in the panhandle this year, even though we were in the middle of a drought. We had one producer had 500 or 600 acres that made 50 bushel, and some other ones that cut 25 to 30 bushel sorghum. So, it was actually pretty decent. Now, for the irrigated crops, they were outstanding for guys that had good water. Again, we had with drought the same year, same thing happened this year as happened in 2011. As a guy had a lower volume well, he probably had some issues. There was some, I know there was some corn that didn't do very well, but for the guys that had, 550, 600 gallon a minute wells or better, there was some 250 and 60 bushel corn out there cut this year. So the irrigated corn was actually really good this year.
Early conversations you're having, guys, for springtime 2013. Are they going to wait on Mother Nature, or are they going ahead and making some plans right now?
I think guys are making plans, but what they are, I'm not sure. In the Oklahoma Panhandle, we got different water laws than they do in Texas and Oklahoma. So guys are with the good volume wells, they're probably going to plant corn. They will look at start putting pre-water on. Now, a lot of guys are doing their strip-till now since we got really nice warm weather, so they're getting their strip-till done. So when they start pre-watering in, February, March, whenever they're going to do their pre-water, they're going to be in pretty good shape to get started and plant corn next spring. In the states to the north and south of us, Kansas and Texas, I'm hearing there's probably going to be a little more grain sorghum next year, limited irrigated grain sorghum. So some of the work we're doing out there on some limited irrigated sorghum is probably going to probably translate better over there than it will be in some other places. But for some of the guys in Oklahoma that have got them 400 to 500 gallon wells, guys are really starting to look at sorghum on there after the last 2 years, because we can go out and if Mother Nature helps us any 10 or 11 inches irrigation, 12 inches irrigation, we can still raise 130, 40 bushel grain sorghum. So, and when you start looking at the economics of and I'm not an economist, but I do simple agronomy math, I can make more money on an inch of water raising 140 or 50 bushel corn or sorghum than I can raise 160 or 70 bushel corn. So and that's making guys look and think about it.
Okay. Let's shift gears and talk a little bit about your work with the grain sorghum plots, not just in the panhandle, but down the main body of this state as well. Give me an overview of what you basically some of your take-homes from 2012.
We were very similar to 2011 as far as rainfall, and I'm going to present some of that data at the meeting today. But we were a whole lot cooler, and we actually cut sorghum this year. Where in 2011 I didn't cut a trial in the body of the state, this year I cut them all except Gate. So, and I actually had one trial at in southwest Oklahoma, at Apache or south central Oklahoma, that the highest yielding hybrid there made 135, but they got some rains in May and June that was close to average, but not quite average. But we had some rainfall there, so we had some really good sorghum down there, and had rainfall in the winter to get the soil profile built up. For most of the state, yields were in that 35 to 50 bushel range. Test weights were a little light because even though in areas we had pretty good rainfall in May and June, which is pretty critical for grain development, most areas of the state had less than an inch in July, and that's where you're filling grain. And so hence our test weights were pretty light because we didn't get that rainfall in July, you know, through the body of the state that we really needed for to go ahead and fill the grain out.
Right.
We actually had one corn trial in North Enid that I'm not sure what happened on it, but the highest yield there was 105 or 6. It was just an area that every little shower that came through happened to hit this field, and because I had trial at Cherokee and a trial at Ponca City, that 35, 40 bushel was the top yield at both of them sites. So this one site, and I know I went by there three or four times during the spring and early summer, and every time I went by there, the ground was wet. So that's the reason the yields were so good there on the corn trial. It was right on the Garfield County line there north of Enid. So,
you know, as you talk to the guys about 2013 and grain sorghum especially, what I mean, is it at a point because of the dry conditions we're dealing with the last couple of seasons, this is something that is reentering conversation or not?
It seems to be from a lot of producers I've talked to, because the last 2 years corn has not been successful. Guys are looking at another spring crop to get into, you know, because they're in some type of a rotation to help clean up their wheat. I think we will probably, just from conversations I've heard, unless it all got planted to wheat this year, but due to the drought, you know, because I know the wheat insurance is going to be pretty nice. If that didn't happen, I think we'll see a shift of some of the corn acres back to grain sorghum. You know, I've received three or four calls from producers that haven't raised sorghum in four or five years and saying, well, what hybrids are new and what do I need to look at? So we've talked about some of the newer hybrids some of the companies have got out. So what that's going to be, I think we're a long time to planting time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some guys are concerned about not having moisture to plant in April, and I keep telling them, you know, it's a long time between now and planting time. So, you know, this drought's got everybody scared, I think. You know, guys that's got some yield history, they're going to be okay. It's trying to get a new producer in there that's probably going to be a little hesitant to do it because they don't have the yield history to for their insurance on grain sorghum.